here's a story from The World.
It's been roughly 50 years since the first big wave of Indian immigrants started settling in the U.S., so maybe it was just a matter of time before an Indian-American musician made the cover of Rolling Stone India. But as The World's Rupa Shenoy reports, the cross-cultural fame comes with twice the potential for culturally insensitive mistakes.
Long before Shweta Rao was on the cover of Rolling Stone India, wearing a cape, sunglasses, and an attitude, she was a classical Indian dancer. Growing up in L.A., Rao's parents got her a live-in dancing instructor. She practiced 7 hours a day. By her teens, she was performing professionally before huge audiences in the U.S. and India and feeling out of place in school.
You know, I would travel and tour when I was a kid, you know. I would do all those things, so I was different, you know, than the people in my class.
She didn't feel like she belonged anywhere. Then she heard Lauryn Hill and the Fugees.
Ready or not, here I go home. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
I would not exist as a rapper, an artist, without Lauryn Hill.
Hip-hop drew her in. After college, her dad supported her attempts to break into the music industry. Rao co-wrote songs for Iggy Azalea, Fall Out Boy, and Gwen Stefani. Then she released her own music video.
My parents love Celine Dion and Whitney Houston, so they thought I was kind of going to go in that direction, you know, and sing these like beautiful love songs. So it was more of a shock when I dropped Mute.
I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute. I had to put them on mute. I had to feed this fool, yeah. Had to go home and regroup. I'm running back with the goons, yeah. Talk all that shit that you know. I know you've been feeling that boom, yeah.
Rao says the song expressed her frustration with studio executives who told her she was too Indian for American audiences.
I was like, I'm not going to stay in America where you keep telling me that nobody cares and nobody, you know, this won't work here and you're alienating the population. So if America didn't want to give me the platform, I was going to get it.
She moved to India, despite her parents' concerns, and took the stage name Rajakumari, which means princess. Rao says she wanted to prove that India had an authentic hip-hop scene and that she could be one of its pioneers. She also wanted to be a symbol of the Indian diaspora and its growing importance across the world.
The diaspora hasn't really had that kind of voice yet. Like, we have in some ways, but we haven't asserted ourselves with that kind of intensity. And if it didn't work, I was okay with that.
Rao had access to important players in the Indian music scene. They helped her succeed in the male-dominated hip-hop world. Soon, she was recording songs and performing to growing, massive crowds.
I definitely left a trail of Indian men in the industry that are very angry with the way that I behave.
Rao says she's creating a path for Indian women.
For Indian women, I definitely embody somebody fearless that doesn't care about the ideals of fair and lovely and be brown and beautiful and be thick and, you know, not be, you know, like all the things that Bollywood is now obsessed with and still be thriving.
Things were going great until something happened in 2018. Rao partnered on a song called Roots.
So I wrote a lyric and I said, like, I was talking about, like, India, and I said, pull up like the queen of Mumbai. You don't want no drama, Auntie G, come try.
You don't want no drama, Auntie G, come try. Untouchable with the Brahmin flow.
Untouchable with the Brahmin flow. Stop right there.
With those words, Rao had hit on one of India's most explosive and divisive issues, the Hindu caste system. The so-called untouchables are supposed to be the lowest caste. Brahmin is the highest and the most privileged caste. Rao's Brahmin, as are many people in the Indian diaspora. To some, her song was extolling the Indian equivalent of white supremacy in the U.S. Critics were harsh.
So it's like if you Google me and Google caste, it's like I am this like poster child for like hate. And it's like I am not that person at all, you know?
She says as an American, she was never educated about the caste system and didn't understand the implication of her words. Even though right now, untouchables, Muslims, and other minorities are building a civil rights movement and protesting persecution by the Hindu nationalist government.
It was just a poorly written lyric, I'd say, now. It was done out of just naivety, not understanding, like, the depth of the pain.
Rao says she's gone through a process of educating herself and recognizing her own privilege. Despite the controversy, her success has continued to grow. She hosted the American Music Awards and became the first woman to headline India's biggest music festival. Just as the coronavirus pandemic hit, she filmed a music video for a new song called NRI for non-resident Indians. Trying to rip my people, but they say I'm not their leader. NRI up in the bleachers, feed up what y'all eating. Sorry that my story ain't Indian enough. In America, don't love me because I'm Indian. That's do you even know who you are? Tell me, what are you made of? As borders started closing, Rao rushed back to L.A., and now she's contemplating a future where it might be harder to go between the U.S. and India. She imagines that someday, being cross-cultural will be normal everywhere.
The big dream has always been world domination. I imagine a life where you turn on a radio station and you hear a Hindi song. I see that. So as far as I go, wherever I go, I'm going to open the doors, leave them open behind me, and pull in as many of my people as I can. And we are going to take up the space that you have not set for us. And my dream is to see that. I got peace all around me. Ain't no drama these days. You won't see me when I'm coming.
For the world, I'm Rupa Shenoy.
I got peace all around me. Ain't no drama these days. You won't see me when I'm coming, cause I'm changing my ways. Ain't no drama, drama. Ain't no drama, drama. I got peace all around me. Ain't no drama these days. You won't see me when I'm coming, cause I'm changing my ways. Can't kill the fun I'm on. This high I got on my own. Thank God I learned.
From PRX.